you know, that people of color are still being treated horribly in the motels and hotels and restaurants and businesses of our community. They're especially if you're a Native American in Billings, Montana. It's a horrifying treatment. I always like to say that, you know, because there's so few African Americans, sometimes we're like the Bengal tiger of Billings, where it's exotic to see us. And so people are less mean and more curious, which can get a little exhausting sometimes. You've heard my stories about 20-year-old white girls coming up and asking if they can touch my hair and how much I love it when that happens. I forgot where I was going at that point, but the
Native Americans, how horribly they're treated. Yeah. And we talk about people of color as just black people, but Native Americans face discrimination in Billings in ways that a lot of people don't understand.
I mean, horror stories, right? And I think that that's kind of what the NDO can help us draw out is hopefully, because we lost this thing by one vote, the one vote being our mayor, who was the person in at the beginning was pushing for this the most, and then quickly got turned around by some very, very ugly religious right rhetoric. And he's kind of the prime example. I don't want to pick on the mayor. Well, maybe I do want to pick on the mayor here, but I genuinely like him. I genuinely like him. I think he tries to be a good person, but I've come to the conclusion that, you know, we always talk about one of the things we try to break down when we do this is ignorance, right? And there's an ignorance there. And why wouldn't there be? He's a white male. He's a police officer for most of his life. If he's not wealthy, he's at least well off. So everything about his background says that he's not going to understand the experiences of people who are oppressed, which is understandable because that's where it came from. But when people start to tell him, when he willfully gets up in front of the Chamber of Commerce and say after Billings was given the dubious distinction of the least diverse large community in America. And he gets up in front of the Chamber of Commerce and says, of course, Billings is a diverse community that accepts everybody after we've just flunked an NDO. And he hasn't, I guess he's never spoken to a Native American person in this community. I mean,